River levels have just peaked in the city of Minot, North Dakota, more than 6 feet above major flood stage. As many as 4,000 homes are flooded, and more than 10,000 people remain evacuated from the city center. NPR's Carrie Kahn is on the banks of the Souris River, northwest of Minot. She joins me now. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Rachel.
Carrie, explain exactly where are you right now and what are you seeing?
Right. You said the banks of the Souris River. Well, the banks are new every day of the Souris River. And I am at the end of a road that usually crosses straight across the Souris River, but the road and the bridge are underwater. And I'm just right at the end where the water is lapping up this road.
So I understand today you actually got out to survey some of what the water has been doing, how it's been changing. What were you seeing?
Right. I went on a boat with the U.S. Geological Survey. And what they do is they take readings of how fast the river is coming down, how much water is coming down, and they send that information to many agencies that need it, like the Army Corps of Engineers, the city of Minot, so that they can prepare for how much water is coming. And where I'm standing, I'm about 25 miles northwest of Minot, and here the river is dropping. We have confirmation of that, which is great news for the city of Minot. And I'm in this reserve. It's a bird reserve. It's a little park. The water is up halfway to these trees that are a grove of trees right here. So it's at least 10 feet from where I'm standing. We took the boat into the river channel and it was 25 feet when we got to the river channel. But the river channel here usually is 30 feet wide. And what I'm looking at this river right now, it's a lake and it's at least 2,500 feet wide. So This river is just doing whatever it wants to do.
You're staying farther downstream, I understand, in Minot. Describe what the situation is there. How are folks dealing with this?
It's still a very difficult situation. They are still in a flood fight. That's what they say. It has crested and water will be dropping, but the river is 6 feet above major flood level. So they're going to be in a major flood event for days and maybe even a week or two. So there is just a lot of work that needs to be done. We were at one of the major bridges this morning that crosses the river. And at 3:30 this morning, they started having seepage at one of the levees that they had constructed last week. These are earthen levees, which are about 20 feet tall, and they're trying to protect the homes that are right by the river. They had seepage coming through at 3:30 in the morning. Within 6 hours, they had built a 20-foot-tall earthen dike around the backup barrier. They had to do that quick because they didn't want to compromise any of those houses there. And unfortunately, they had to build that behind four homes, so they're going to lose those four homes. So the fight is nowhere near over in Minot. They've got a long way to go.
So, Carrie, at this point, how much of Minot is actually underwater?
The town is about the size of, I think there's 40,000 residents, and 10,000 to 12,000 people have been told to leave their homes. So a quarter of the town is not there. It's all in the downtown area. It's a bit of a valley as it dips down to the river. And there's a lot of homes that are being protected by these dikes and these temporary levees. And we went to one place where they built one 20 foot tall. They had to build another one, and then they had to build another one. So they've got a big fight ahead of them still.
That's NPR's Carrie Kahn. She is alongside the Souris River near Minot, North Dakota. Thanks very much, Carrie.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.